We got action.
You are now tuned in to Intellectually Petty Radio. Hey, yo, Josh. We got action, homie.
And you are now tuned into another episode of Intellectually Petty Radio, brought to you by M3S3 Clothing. Me and Make Moves and Suckers Stand Still. And as always, on the mighty, mighty, mighty Nerve DJs Radio Network. Yo, y'all already know, man. Week after week, day after day, month after month, year after year, we only rock with legends around here. And today is abso-fucking-lutely no exception. We got one of the dopest pins in the game, one of the dopest new MCs. If you have not heard of Nasan, aka Barack Obama, aka the dopest nigga with vocal cords, aka the son of the great one, Proof, rest in peace. How you doing, King?
I'm good, man. Thank you, bro. How
are you? Man, I'm all right, man. How's your family?
I don't know. I probably should check on them.
It might be helpful, nigga.
Yeah, I'm probably talking to my mom tonight because of you.
Yo, what do that, man? Yo, I lost my mom a couple of years ago, man. Don't let her let a day go by. Yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that, man.
Yeah, we all gotta go, bro.
No, you're right, and that gave me some perspective. You're right. Everybody does have a day. I need to, check in with the ones who love me.
Yo, why hip hop, bro?
Why hip hop? So funny, because I wanted to do everything else, but I knew I didn't want to. There was nothing I was certain about not doing other than rapping. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I never wanted to rap because my dad rapped. I feel like it was corny. Man, why hip hop? It started like my second year in eighth grade. Can I curse?
Absolutely. I encourage it.
Yeah. My second year in eighth grade. Just being on the back of the bus, man, like, I don't know if you ever seen Wild and Out, how they used to do, like, those, like, one-liners at the end of the end of every episode. Yeah, exactly. We would do that. And every time it was my turn to go, people would be just, like, super excited. And I kind of, like, I'm an egocentric guy. I don't believe in zodiac signs and shit. I'm a Leo, though. But I'm just, like, I love my ego being rubbed. And I would just get, like, it would just be so much anticipation and love whenever I went. And I fell in love with that feeling. So freestyles on the back of the bus turned into me like writing lines, to me like recording the lines, to me making the song. And you know what I'm saying? One thing led to another. And now we're here. Yeah.
Did you feel the pressure of being Proof's son in the beginning?
I did. So many things I felt the pressure of, you know what I'm saying? Just being attached to, because the biggest thing for me is like, I grew up in Atlanta, so my music taste is a little different. Like after my pops died, I moved to Atlanta, you know what I'm saying? This is like home of like trap. And I come from a background, a rap lineage that's so miracle, spiritual, lyrical, name of the miracle, you know what I'm saying? It's like, that's not saying I dislike that, but that's not particularly my forte, you know what I'm saying? It's not the first thing I'm gravitating towards. I love that stuff, but it's like, again, I grew up in Atlanta, so I'm hearing Jeezy every day. I'm hearing Gucci every day. I'm hearing, you know what I'm saying? So there was definitely pressure there because my interest and where I go musically doesn't align with like what I'm associated with. And that comes with a lot of like backlash, you know what I'm saying? So definitely there were some pressures. All that shit though is like, My bad. What were you gonna say?
I can't tell about the backlash. Like, bro, like when you read the comments on your shit, nigga, you are like niggas swear by you.
Thank you, man. I think now, so it's like I found that balance. I think what I've learned, Royce told me all the time, it's like, bro, it's just in you. You know what I'm saying? It's like you don't like doing the rapidy rap shit or whatever, or like being a quote unquote lyricist, but it's like, you end up doing it somehow And so I think I think I play to both really well. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And plus, it's like, just being straight up honest, I think what I do visually is so, like, I think what I do visually and theatrically is just, like, so
crazy, so nigga. Crazy
that I think it's taking the eyes off the, I don't know, people mindset off of what I'm actually rapping about, and just they're just being mesmerized by the visual aspect of it too.
Although, you know, I think that you are not giving yourself enough credit and Atlanta enough credit lyrically, because even though the cadence structure may be different than Detroit,
yeah,
Atlanta's got some bar heavy MCs. Now, I'm not gonna, it's not like Gucci Man per se, you know, like they got some spitters down there too. It's just a different type of spit. Agreed. And I think the best thing for you was actually moving to Atlanta.
Wow. Well, I'm curious. Why do you think that?
Because it gave you the distance that you needed to be yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Without losing the foundation.
Right. No. Facts. Literally.
So it gave you a perspective that most motherfuckers is not gonna get. Mm-hmm. And a way to weave musically, like you said, you got that trap foundation.
Yeah.
But the pockets you be in is a lot of, is a lot of Detroit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, for sure. That's appreciate you noticing that though. Yeah, I definitely try to infuse the two as much as possible.
Yo, where did tie come from? The suit and tie shit.
That's funny. I was just explaining this to somebody the other day. Literally, bro. I mean, outside of me being, it was a mixture of me being creative and me literally just not having any more fucking clothes. Like, I had got robbed. I was on tour and I got robbed in Oakland. So I was just like, damn. I like expensive shit. So I was like, restarting my closet would have, you know what I'm saying? They took like tens of thousands of dollars worth of clothes. So I'm just like, man, restarting my closet was going to be so fucking crazy. How about I just play a character, you know what I'm saying, for the time being? Yeah. That's literally how it came about, man. So, yeah, just, like, mixing, like, my reality with and making it creative, you know what I'm saying? It worked in my favor for sure. I think I've almost branded myself like a cartoon character. The fact that you even asked me the question, you know what I'm saying, it's like it resonates with people. So, yeah.
Is branding yourself almost cartoon character-ish good thing or bad thing, you think, long term?
I think it could be both. I think it'd be bad if you're not constantly rebranding. I think rap is a sport where you have to constantly rebrand yourself, and that's what I'm in the process of doing right now. Like I'm escaping this era, this chapter. I think it's good for the fact that, like, literally, it makes you super identifiable, and it's like, oh, wait, this is the same guy that was on this, and this, and this, and this, and this, and this. This is the same guy. I think it's hard, because there's a million artists every single fucking day, you know what I'm saying? It's like, we live in, like, I call it, like, the refresh era, where it's just, like, every time you scroll, it's something new. So we're easy to forget. So I think making myself so uniform, almost like a, I don't know, making myself so uniform, like, makes it easier for the viewer to, like, distinguish and put me to the side and be like, oh, that's that same fucking kid, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
It's almost like back in the day when Eminem did the My Name Is on the MTV Awards.
Yeah.
He had, like, 6,000 motherfuckers with blonde hair.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly like that. I think when you look at, like, some of the most influential rappers and shit, it's like they all have a look or feel to them. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I think that's important, being an artist. It's like everybody wear fucking chains and, like, gonna put on the same designer fits, but, like, some, like, an aesthetic, I think, goes a way longer way. Like you said, I think Marshall at that time was like, yeah, blonde hair, big white t-shirts, and, you know what I'm saying, and whatever the fuck. You got, like, I know Wayne when I see Wayne. I know 50 Cent in 2000, 5 when I see 50 Cent. He's going to have a bulletproof vest,
a New York
hat on, and a do-rag up under. He's going to be oily as fuck, you know what I'm saying? And like,
we're not going to mention the oil, man, did he?
No, for sure. But yeah, all that to say is just like, I think, some of the most influential artists is like, they're brandable, they're identifiable, you know what I'm saying? They set themselves apart. And I wanted to like follow in that lineage.
Who are you listening to?
Currently or like all time?
Both, currently, if you want.
Currently right now, I would have to, let me see. Let me look at like what's on my, let me see what's on my shit right here.
Like, and why you do that, man? Like, you are the most chill, you're the most un-young nigga I have come across, bro. like you know exactly what you're doing. Like you have, it's almost as if you have studied the game.
For sure. I'm definitely a student.
From afar, some other planet, and said, you know what, okay, these are the steps that I'm going to take.
Right. I appreciate that, man.
What steps have you missed so far?
What steps have I missed? I don't know, bro. I've been doing this for a minute. I feel like I went through. I mean, there's still a lot for me to go through for sure. Mm. I don't know, man. Like I said, I've just been doing this for a long time. I feel like I've had a lot of ups and downs. I've been signed to a label, dropped from a label. I've had 30 managers. I went through the pressures of like, rapping a certain way because I felt like I had to versus being myself. I've done it all. I feel like, you know what I'm saying? What I haven't, I don't know until I run across it, but I feel like I've had so many L's. I've taken so many L's, and right now we're seeing like the polishing of that, just like from all those L's, I was able to like make discernment and like, know how to go, you know what I'm saying, like know how to move forward, and it's working in my favor now. So yeah, I've done all the overthinking, like yeah, everything.
Yo, yeah. I'm fucking 52 years old, bro, and I still overthink the shit.
Damn, really?
Yes.
Damn, bro, I thought you was like 29, bro.
I mean, it's shut the fuck up, man. Stop it. I appreciate the lie, though. All right, my bad. I kind of interrupted. So who you listening to now?
Oh, yeah, I'm listening to a plethora of things. There's this R&B chick named Cleo Soul I've been trying to get into. Mm-hmm. I'm a young nigga, so Playboi Carti, Chief Keef on here. I got some Boss Man D-Lo. My boy Big Sean, I've been bumping his new album.
Yeah, that shit you got with Big Sean is crazy, by the way.
Thank you, bro. Thank you. Thank you, man.
That is great. How do you get a Big Sean feature?
I don't, man. Long time in the making, because if I was to name my top five of all time, he would be in it. You know what I'm saying? Like
really?
He was somebody. Yeah, he was somebody I was studying and mocking, and like a lot of my sonic DNA is him. I think that's why a lot of people say we sound alike too. But I feel like I'm like the, he told me all the time, like I'm like the younger evolved version of him.
I would agree with that completely.
So thank you. But man, I feel like, not to be a head ass, but I feel like, man, manifestation and like just building a real relationship with him led to, you know what I'm saying? One thing led to another thing. He's known about me for a long time and whatnot. How did that song come about though? I put out, so me and him had a relationship at this time. I put out my mixtape in May, and then I sent him a song off of it. Like, bro, like one of your songs is the inspiration behind this song. Mm-hmm. I have a song called Land of Cap, and he has a song called Nothing Is Stopping You. It's like the intro to his second Hall of Fame. And I was just like, this was like the inspiration behind this. And then he's like, damn, you know what I'm saying? He's super fucked with it. And then he was like, man, I really want you on my album too. So he sent me, he's like, send some stuff. And then he sent me a beat too. He sent me a beat and was like, try something to this, which was the Certified beat, the song that we have together. And I made like a whole song to it, sent it back, and then He put a verse on it. I flew to LA. We worked on it a bunch. And yeah, and that's yeah. Not to make it sound like so simple, but yeah.
Yeah, you know, just you know, just a regular ass day.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Nah, Sean's a great guy, man. I'm super appreciative of that. Like I said, it's super full circle. Cause I was literally that nigga as a teenager. Like I was dressing like him, rapping like him, you know what I'm saying? So to end up on his album like 8 years later or some crazy shit, like, is insane to me.
Why is he not mentioned up there with Drake and Kendrick and Cole?
I think if I had to take a guess, because that bothers me too, you know what I'm saying? Because I think he possesses all the same capabilities of him. He has the hits.
Facts.
He can rap his ass off. Facts. You know what I'm saying? Fucking.
He got the sales,
you know what I'm saying? I think the story, crazy story, like, crazy cosign, you know what I'm saying? They all, those guys came from goats. He came from a goat. I think you probably just have to be, nah, man, I want to say consistency, but it's like, I don't know, bro.
Kendrick dropped like one album every 30 years.
Yeah, he does. You know, and I think the difference is Kendrick is going to drop something that's like, Kendrick drops things that are kind of like.
He makes cultural shifts.
Exactly. Sean and Drake, I feel like, are in the same bucket where they make really, really great music.
Yeah.
And when you make really, really great music, I think you have to be consistent with that.
Yeah.
It's, you know what I'm saying? Where Kendrick is making thought pieces, think pieces, and like doing wild, random, crazy shit. And like, you know what I'm saying? So I think that resonates a little bit more. And you're granted time with that. That would be my take on it.
I would agree with that. You know, he makes shit that, you know, they teach in class.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying Sean is not, you know, like when it comes to pure hip hop,
mm-hmm.
Big Sean cannot be denied. But
no, for sure.
When you step beyond that, and it's like, am I touching the soul of black people?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Kendrick is more Frankie Beverly.
No, for sure.
You know, and I'm not sure who I would say Big Sean is more. Rick James? Yeah. Without the kidnapping broads and burning them. Allegedly.
Right.
Is there a process that you have for making music?
Nah, man. It's like, I get inspired by anything. I just need inspiration. But I can get inspired by anything. You know what I'm saying? And I'm in constant seek of it, too, because I think that's important to keep shit pushing and going forward. Nothing in particular. Like I said, I might... It's times I've probably thrown on. I like watching concerts, like concert recaps. Mm-hmm. And I might watch somebody set and hear like a beat that's like crazy. Like the 808 pattern might be insane. I'm like, yo, I gotta, you know what I'm saying? Cause I produce a lot of my shit too. Let me throw this in here, and then that'll start something. Or like, I might hear a line that somebody said, I'm like, ooh, that was tight, but you should have said it this way, and it would have been way crazier. And I was like, I'm building off that. Inspiration comes in like any and every form. You know what I'm saying? It could be a conversation I just had with one of the homies that really sat on my heart. That's like I need to get off. It's whatever. Yeah.
Who would you pay to see? Dead or alive?
That's an interesting question, because I've never done it. I've never bought a concert ticket. I don't know why. I'm like back to ego. It's like, I'm not paying to see these. Like, some when I was a teenager, but now I've grown to like, I really love concerts now. Mm-hmm. Who would I pay to see? That's a great question. Oh, Michael Jackson, brother. Michael Jackson.
I feel you on that. Although, and I'm going to say this, I've said this a gazillion times. I think I saw Scarface a couple of years ago.
Rap Scarface?
Yes.
Wow.
Phenomenal.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Best performance hip hop wise I've ever personally seen.
Wow. If I could, on some rap shit,
mm-hmm.
if I could go back in time to any of the Up in Smoke shows, like the tour with, I think that was M, Exhibit, Dre. I don't know if Snoop was on that tour. But if I could go to one of those shows, yeah.
I turned 21 and I saw Snoop in Detroit at a little club.
Yeah.
Crazy, nigga.
A club? Snoop in a club? That's crazy.
I remember I had on some white feelers, nigga. Brand new out the box. They were so fucked up when I got home. Oh. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yo.
Man, Snoop had him grooving like that.
Oh, yo. Snoop has been... He has given a clinic on how to sustain a career in the lane that you want to. Like, you see some people, that have to kind of switch lanes or whatever. That nigga pretty much been Snoop his whole career. He, you know.
Yeah, isn't he like the most famous rapper of all time or some shit like that? He gotta be.
This is ongoing conversation with my guy Glasses. Shout out to you, Glasses. But this nigga said that Snoop is the most famous nigga in the world outside of Michael Jackson, Mickey Mouse, and I think he said Jesus Christ. I can't remember who the third person was.
In the world, I don't agree with that.
Ever.
In a world, nah. Yeah. If you're talking about musicians, maybe, but there's so many other like famous people, like, cause you gotta throw like You got to throw a nigga like Barack Obama up there. You got to throw a nigga like motherfucking.
I'd say Snoop is more famous than Barack.
You think Snoop Dogg is more famous than Barack?
I don't think it's close, bro.
You think Snoop Dogg is more famous than Barack Obama?
Don't nobody give a fuck about Barack in Russia or Yugoslavia.
That's cap.
Are you kidding me?
That's cap. The same way you know Kim Jong-un. You know who that is, or no?
I do, yes.
The same way, do you know Vladimir Putin?
Yes, absolutely.
So why the fuck would they not know the first black president?
I mean, because I know world leaders, but I don't know Vladimir Putin's Secretary of State. I don't know anybody else in that nigga cat. Niggas know Snoop.
Niggas know Snoop, but to say more niggas know Snoop Dogg than Barack Obama is insane. Barack Obama is literally history. This nigga is the first nigga with fucking melanin to pull his dick out in the White House.
Yo, but when I'm going to make this a clip, you're going to be upset, bro. Because you're going to find out that niggas actually think that Snoop is more famous than Barack Obama. And I hate to admit that shit.
Bro,
I absolutely hate to admit that, man. Yo, okay, so at what point did you realize that you had a gift for the visuals? And were you doing the treatments early on?
I've never done a treatment. I freestyle all my videos. Or, like, they just, like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, I know what I want to do in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
But I found out in 2021, I was sitting with Royce one day in the studio, and I was just like, man, I need this, I need that, I need this amount of money, I need, you know what I'm saying, like, to shoot a real video, I'm gonna need this. And he was just like, bro, shut up, no you don't. You know what I'm saying, like, you got cameras at home, pick one of them bitches up and see, you know what I'm saying, try something. I was like, damn, you right. Well, I wasn't like you right, but I was just like, all right, fuck it, I tried it. Put out this video called RP Fresh, my very first video I edited and directed.
Mm-hmm.
From there, Atlantic hit me up immediately and wanted to sign me. And like Benny the Butcher hit me up from that video, Pusha T, like few people. But like it did pretty decent locally. And Atlantic was like, yo, this is insane. What are we doing? You know what I'm saying? And it's been up since then.
You say you got dropped. How did you find out?
Honestly, I didn't. I just assumed. I honestly could still be signed to that motherfucker, like, and in breach of my new contract. But like, the CEO...
I don't know if you really want to say that publicly, nigga. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I probably shouldn't. But, like, the CEO of Def Jam wasn't there anymore, so they like, got rid of all their artists. But I never got, like, no official, like, paperwork or like announcement or anything saying like you're no longer signed to Def Jam. It's crazy because I'm tight with the new CEO of Def Jam, and we laugh about that shit. But yeah, I don't know. I'm probably tripping right now.
A little bit, bro. I don't know like what manager you're on at this point, like 74 or whatever. But they have got to be losing their shit after that comment.
Yeah, they probably gonna be like, what the fuck? My publicist actually told me to quit talking about Def Jam. Like, just completely. But she's not here right now, so we're good.
Oh my God, bro. Hey, this had nothing to your publicist. This was not my doing, bro. Okay, so what's next?
For me right now, I'm working on a deluxe to my mixtape, and I'm about to go on tour with Babytron and this kid BLP Kosher from Florida for like a month and a half. And yeah, man, super excited to see where we go from there, man. Yo. I'm in a space when you asked me earlier, like, what steps have I missed? Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm in new territory right now where it's like, I heard Pharrell say, he was talking to Tyler, the Creator, about making house music. And that's kind of like mm-hmm. what I want to do. But what he said, when he said house music, he wasn't talking about like the genre. He's saying like music that'll get a nigga a house, like buy niggas houses. So I'm in this place where I just want to create bigger music. Like when I made mm-hmm. this mixtape, my whole goal, I set my sights and goals so low. My thing was like, I just wanted to be known locally in Detroit. And I feel like I've definitely done that. I've definitely got the eyes of all my peers in Detroit.
Yeah.
And I feel like it was just such a waste to like set my goal on that. But now I'm more so like in a space where it's like, all right, I want to be nationally known. I want to be bigger. I need a hit song now. So right now that's what my focus is on. Not so much on like, I'm not going in the studio like, yo, we got to make a hit today. It's more so like, it's just something that's just in the air. I'm big on like setting intentions and then they'll come. Yeah, so it's not like I'm just like in the studio chasing it, like trying to figure out the fucking mathematical equation and quadratic formulas for how to make a hit song. It's just something that's just on my mind now. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
What I get is that you didn't cheat the process.
Definitely didn't.
Like a lot of people, given your pedigree, would get accused of that.
Exactly. And that's why for so long I shied away from like embracing my father, mm-hmm. because I know that like when you're attached to certain shit like I am, mm-hmm. they're going to give all the credit to that. And like I'm literally, my name gets brought up with like outside of my dad, just like one of the biggest fucking rappers of all time, Eminem. It's like people are just going to assume. You know what I'm saying? They're gonna assume everything. Like I don't know. You know what I'm saying? It's like I sit in the studio with him all day, and he like helps me, and he probably pays for shit for me. Like mm-hmm. he probably put me with this person and that person. When it's like, nah, I'm out here bumping my head. You know what I'm saying? Figuring shit out. So, yeah.
Do you feel like he should be doing more?
Nah, I don't feel like any man. That was him and my dad's relationship. That don't have nothing to do with me. You know what I'm saying? And I don't. No man owes the next man anything. You know what I'm saying? I'm appreciative for how much he does do or has mm-hmm. done. So, yeah.
Because that's like a knock on him, is that he doesn't do enough. And it depends on who you talk to, too.
Yeah.
Like, I think a lot of the more successful artists in Detroit, take away maybe a couple, give him more credit than the probably the least successful artist in Detroit.
Yeah, I think that's unfair to him. I think a lot of people's sentiment is like he doesn't put any of the newer guys on. It's like, nigga, he already did that for his generation. You know what I'm saying? There was a D12, there was a OB Trice, there was a 50 Cent. There's like, and he's still signing people to this day. But I think he did. I think he did his part. You know what I'm saying? I think he showed love and helped where he could. So, yeah.
Why Babytron? Because I'm going to be honest with you. And I had this conversation with Helluva maybe a month or two ago. He was on the show.
Yeah.
I'm not a Babytron fan.
Not a Baby Tron fan.
Oh my god! And even Halliver was like initially, he didn't get it, and then I think he went from Detroit to Flint. I take that back. Halliver, but he wasn't talking about Baby Tron in that aspect. He was talking about the young OG. But he was saying initially that with Baby Tron he didn't get it, and once he got it, he really got it.
Yeah.
What was it about Baby Tron? It's like, I want to do some shit with him.
I think he, I won't say he pioneered a style, but he kind of like elevated this whole, like, I don't know who started it. Maybe it was TJX6, Cash Raekwon, the whole like scam rap and like the like sound like you're talking on a song fucking flow. I think it's tight. I think, and if you like listen, he can really fucking rap. Like, he can really fucking rap. So it's just something I've always admired about him. I've been a fan for a very long time, so it's cool to finally do something with him. He was on my mixtape, and like I said, he's bringing me on tour. Man, I fuck with it, bro. I super fuck with it. He's different, too. It's like when I think Baby Tron and the whole picture and landscape of, like, Detroit rap, I don't think he fits the typical Detroit rapper. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of left. And I resonate with those guys who are left because I myself will be considered left in terms of like Detroit rap, I feel like.
Do you? So,
I think so. I don't think I'm like when I think like right now the street guys got it. And the street guys have always had as far as Detroit. I feel like there's not enough shine on like the shit that's going on over here. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I disagree with that part. The street guys never really had it. It's the niggas that weren't straight out of Detroit. I mean, you look at the ones that the street guys had Detroit.
Yeah. That's what I mean.
The other niggas had the country.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's what I mean.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I got you. I'd agree.
Yeah, we agree there. For sure.
What's Royce like in the studio?
Man, a fucking... I thought something was wrong with that nigga when I first met him. Like... He didn't sleep. I was like trying to battle this nigga because I'm like, yo, this nigga's in here. I think it was when he was working on the allegory. He was in there like working like he had something to prove or like he was trying to fucking break through. You know what I'm saying? Like as a new artist, and it was just something I super admired. I'm just like, yo, he kind of like showed me what hard work and work ethic does. He was in that bitch day in, day out, barely sleeping. But when he sleep, that nigga's in a coma. He's gonna be out like 2-3 days. But that nigga was not. Go ahead.
The Allegory.
Yeah.
That's one of the greatest albums of all time.
Damn, you give it of all time? That's fire.
Nigga. Like that's like, yo, like I listen to the Allegory. Like it's a beautiful piece of work. And it's not too many joints where I'm like, okay. First off, you know, nobody puts out an album you can listen to the whole way through anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's not important.
It's not, yeah. With playlisting and shit, niggas is just like, yeah. No, hell no.
You know, and for him to do that and produce the shit.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was more so just like. Yo, this nigga here fucking chopping up samples day in, day out. This shit loud as fuck. This nigga will not go to sleep. It's crazy. Yeah.
That shit was best insane. Piece of advice you've gotten as far as the studio?
The best piece of advice I've gotten as far as the studio, it's hard, man. People gonna hate my answer because like all the best answers are usually the cliche ones. It's like stay in that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Like continue to grind. Like it doesn't stop. It does not stop. Sean tells me all the time like the same energy it takes to make $1,000, it takes to make $1,000,000. And what he means by that is just like it's just keep working. Just same hard work. So that resonates with me because it's like the same stuff. I'm still doing all the same stuff I did to get signed and to get to where I'm at. And it's just snowballing and getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, just staying at it, staying in the studio, treat it like
Are you disappointed with your generation lyrically?
I'm actually not, man. I think that's where the there's a divide and disconnect as far as like we don't prioritize that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like that's again, I grew up in Atlanta. Atlanta has kind of been in the forefront and as far as music for a very long time, and I don't think it's been rooted in lyricism. It's been rooted like in sonics, if you ask me. It's more about the sound of it, the feel of it versus what's actually being said, because truth be told, I'm pretty sure some of the biggest rappers of our generation, Future, Young Thug, half of the niggas don't even know what the fuck they're saying sometimes, but it's like they're gonna sell the fucking most if they drop an album. It's gonna, you know what I'm saying? It's going to go crazy. Future's doing arenas and shit right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I don't. I'm not tripping on the lyrics thing. It's like I care about it myself because like. Kendrick Lamar is like one of my favorite rappers of all time. Big Sean is one of my favorite rappers of all time. So studying people like that, is, you know what I'm saying, it's kind of important to me. Mm-hmm. But I don't think it's everything. I don't think it's everything. Yeah.
This is definitely the vibe generation.
Definitely the vibe generation.
Which, I'm not going to lie, because even as an old head, There's just some songs where I know this nigga's not saying anything, or he's saying something so horribly wrong that I should not. I don't want my grandkids listening to this shit, but I'm listening to it pulling up into the parking lot at work.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. With my chest out, singing that shit louder than the motherfucker.
Exactly, man. That's what I'm saying. Just vibe. Just vibe.
Yeah. It's a gift and a curse though, because this generation.
I definitely think a balance is important. You know what I'm saying? Somebody said something to me, and I think it's true. I don't think you could be one of the biggest rappers without knowing how to rap, or like, or being skillful in that aspect. It's like even like Drake, someone who like more melodic and pride himself on vibes. No, like when it's time to
rap, that nigga can rap.
Exactly, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
Although, Sexy Red can't. I hate Sexy
Red. Sexy Red can't. She's one of my favorite rappers of this year, though. I would say that. I'm the nigga getting in the car bumping Sexy.
Are you serious? But like Glorilla? I fucks with Glorilla.
You fuck with Glorilla?
I fuck with both of them. I can't fuck with Sexy Red, and I can't fuck with Meg.
Damn. Why you can't? I'm curious, why not Sexy Red?
She just She stinks. I haven't smelled her, but her videos are scratch and sniff, and I know they stink.
Scratch and sniff. I love her for like.
Oh my god! Man.
The awesome.
My bad, man.
You good, man. Get the cream, man.
I know, man. This is like that. I know I'm too old. I shouldn't have, you know, the whatchamacallit, the ringtone, but I can't help it. It's Wu-Tang, bro.
No, I feel you. I feel you. But, yeah, Sexy, like, I love her for just the authenticity factor, man. It cuts through. So I love people who aren't afraid to be themselves. And she's doing a fucking heck of a job doing it.
Yeah, but I don't like who herself is.
I feel you. I feel you. That's the best thing, though. That's the best thing, though. Royce always tells me, like, man, it's better for niggas to either, like, where you don't want to be is, like, the middle, which is the gray area. Where it's like,
yeah.
Nobody feels anything about you. It's like, it's better to have people to really fucking hate you
or really you.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, because hate can turn into love. I mean, and vice versa, but like the hate can turn into love. That happened with me a lot. Like, I fucking hated Kendrick Lamar music and Big Sean. I thought that shit was the weakest shit ever. And yeah, now they're both in my top five.
Where are you at?
Like, currently?
With your fans. Yeah.
Where am I? What do you mean?
Are you saying like they really love you, or are you saying, oh, these niggas hate me?
Oh, I think my fans. I think my fans.
Well, really, and I'm sorry, not your fans, because I. But just hip hop fans in general.
In general, I think there's a mixture of both, because I play a lot, and people who don't know that, mm-hmm. them getting introduced to me is like, yo, what is this disgrace? Like I did a freestyle that went viral on Bootleg Kev, and it's just like a lot of people are like, what the fuck is he talking about? What is he doing?
Intentional?
Intentional on my end. On my okay. end. Like, I when I did it, I was like, I'm going to make this shit go viral. I'm going to say some stupid off the wall crazy shit. One, because it's just me, and two is like, let's go viral. What the fuck? There's an opportunity to go viral. Let's go viral. But yeah, so like a lot of the I did this remix to Sexy Love, where I'm like dancing oiled up with like Glocks and shit. And people were just so like baffled and like, yo, this is the worst shit ever. You know what I'm saying? It's like, but my fans who get it, and there's some outliers too who really get it. My fans mm-hmm. who get it, they love it. You know what I'm saying? So there's a mixture of both. It depends on what I'm doing. Like when I drop something, like mm-hmm. I have this song called Goated, which has like, it's just like, fire. It's a real, thank you. It's a real song, a real video. It's like yeah. that shit cuts through too. And people are like, yo, this is amazing. It's undeniable. You know what I'm saying? So I think it just depends on like the content I'm putting out on that day, you know?
Is there a criticism that you saw or read or heard that resonated with you and made you change something?
Nah, I stay out of them comments, bro. I make my friends stay out of comments. I make my parents stay out of comments. My family, they be trying to fucking like argue with everybody in them. Cause this isn't my first rodeo. Like I said, this is my second Instagram page. Mm-hmm. Eminem shouted me out on the first one. So like I was already, that's what I'm saying. Like I feel like I've been through everything. I've mm-hmm. been through like the reading the comments and like feeling insecure and like scared to make my next move because I'm worried about what everybody else is going to say or think. I stay out of the comments for the most part. There's sometimes like if I do something funny, I might go through it and just see how people are feeling, but I stay out of the comments, man. I stay out of the comments.
The devil video.
That, see, and that's why. A lot of people unfollowed me for that, but what were you going to say?
That's it. I don't think I needed to say anything else, because I think you kind of already know that's a polarizing joint.
Very polarizing. I learned that black, it's funny because I wasn't even, when I did the video, I wasn't thinking like, oh, motherfuckers don't fuck with the devil like that. Or no, like, don't. Black people specifically don't fuck with that shit.
No, and, no.
I didn't realize that until like my followers started fucking going the opposite way. I was like, damn, what the fuck is going on? Yeah, so, and it's funny because it's like when I did the video, if people like really listen, mm-hmm. I'm not even like being like, me being the devil was to represent the evil for, like the song is just about the necessary evils that I've been through and discovered like while living in Atlanta. It has nothing to do with me being a devil. I use the devil to represent like negative energy and just like, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Not like me on some like satanic weird shit, but whatever. But yeah,
I think that's what you missed a little bit. Is that had you kind of like Satan was actually like God's number one angel.
Right.
And yeah. I think had that dichotomy been in the video, it would have went completely different.
Right. See, but that's what I'm saying. I wasn't using the devil as like in any religious way. I feel like the devil just represents.
That's impossible though.
I guess you're right. You're right. Is it though?
It's absolutely inherently the devil is religious. There is there's no other way to look at the devil. Like if you want to look at somebody that's just evil, there's a lot of people in history you could do. But when you specifically pick out the devil, yeah, that's religious, bro.
I get it.
Yeah,
I feel
your grandma had to hate the video. Everybody's grandma hated the video. Your generation probably ate that shit up because I thought the shit was creative.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, man. That, and that's all it was meant to be. It was like, I thought I was being artsy, but I wasn't thinking about the surface level of it. I was thinking about like everything up underneath and like what I'm representing. But yeah, I know next time.
You know what though? There is no greatness without chances.
No, for sure.
You know, and I don't care who. Like, if you look at Michael Jackson, he did some shit that he was kind of like, you know. You look at any great one you name that's truly a great. It's got some a misstep, or not even a misstep, but something where they thought one thing and it just didn't go their way.
Definitely, definitely. That's what my manager was telling me. Is like taking risks like that is like what separates artists and like makes the Kanye's, the Eminem's, know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Kanye is not Kanye if he didn't do quote unquote goofy shit.
Yeah, no, for sure. You definitely know, much needed for his story.
Where's the Kanye feature?
Where's the Kanye feature from me?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I could see that though.
Thank you, man. I think so too. I think I'm a part of that. I think I'm an offspring of his family tree.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So hopefully one day him, Tyler, Pharrell.
I was just getting ready to say Tyler. Yeah. Pharrell. But Tyler. Tyler's different.
He definitely is, man.
He marches to the beat of his own drum and has done so extremely successfully.
Mm-hmm. Marge is the beat of his own drum for sure.
Childish Gambino too.
Oh, Childish too. Yeah, hell yeah, Childish too.
Like I see you in kind of like that. Like that's the genre, if you will, that I see you in. It's not necessarily a genre, but the more limitless and everything has a limit, but the bigger boundaries as far as hip hop can go.
No, for sure. They're definitely my inspirations in terms of just like career wise. Like literally all those people we just named. Like anytime we gotta send like press shit or I'm not press shit, but just like information about me is like these are the people I'm trying to align myself with, just like brand wise and just like what they represent and what the spaces they fill up in hip hop. You know what I'm saying? I want to fill in a very similar space. So, yeah.
Are there artists out there, you don't have to name any names if you don't want to, that are a no for you?
I ain't even going to do that. I ain't
even going to do that, man. That's why I say you don't have to say no names.
I got a list.
You've got a list.
List, but I ain't gonna do that, man.
But okay, but the list is it personal or is it talent?
It's a little bit of
because there's some niggas that I will never. Matter of fact, I'm gonna tell you one. Black Thought will never be on my show.
Wow, really? Why?
Because I don't know. Maybe about 15, 20 years ago, this nigga was in. And I've told this story a million times, and I hope you fucking listen to this, Black Thought. But this nigga was at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with the Roots. And the rest of the Roots were really cool dudes down to earth. They were doing a meet and greet. And this nigga came in with the $50,000 fur on, the supermodel on his arm, and the velvet rope around everything he did. Like, I just, and I have not liked this nigga ever since. So,
wow. That was it. That's all he did.
I am a petty nigga. I come from a long line of petty.
Damn, man. I don't know if he deserved that, man.
Yeah, you never on this show, Black Thought.
Damn, Black Thought.
The rest of the Roots is welcome, but not that. Not that. He was an asshole to me, bro. Because I'm like, hey, how you doing? I'm Black Thought, nigga.
If you hit one of those, I'll feel you. That was your villain origin story.
Absolutely. That's my villain origin story, right? I'm gonna use that from now on. Yo, if people want to reach out to you and let's say they want to get you on a song or they want to, you know, get some of your production, how they go about doing that?
Not gonna happen. No, I'm bullshitting. On a song, I do features, but I don't be like giving beats to people or like shooting videos for other people right now. Maybe I will grow to a place where like I'm comfortable doing that, but I'm not. But as far as features, it's like hit my manager, twin, hit my manager, had that bag, right? That bag, right? You understand? Money, oh, right?
If you need an old fat nigga in one of your videos, bruh, hit me up. I got you. You know,
Which one of those are you? Which one are those?
I'm both. You can't see my stomach because I try to keep it, you know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know. So I'm definitely the old fat nigga.
Bet. Gotcha.
I'm pretty sure my daughters will see this video and be like, oh, my God, you interviewed him? This would be one of my gets, you know. So, yo, this has been a really dope-ass conversation, though, bro. I can't thank you enough.
Likewise. I agree.
Yeah, and if there's anything possible, I don't know what, that I can do for you, let me know. Although, you fucking with the greats and shit. Like, I don't.
Man, I'm pretty sure. I heard you drive a Maybach, man. Just let me.
Nigga, I can't even. If I walk next to one, the alarm goes off. I drive a Kia, nigga. Although, I love my Sorento.
Yeah, those are nice.
Although, I don't know how the fuck they should be getting sued. There should be a class action suit for niggas being able to steal Kias that quickly. Yeah. Y'all knew about that shit.
Yeah. Yeah. I was. Never mind. But, yep. Mm-hmm.
We going to do that, bro. I'm not good at editing, and I don't want your people hit me up like, you got to take that down. That nigga said. Anyway, man, I truly appreciate you, bro. Again, man, like I wish you all the success in the world, and I fucks with your music, like for real, I actually don't lie to people about that. I just be like, okay, and keep it moving. I really think you got something going, bro.
Thank you, brother. I'm trying out here. Thank you. Yeah. Like I said,
I'm gonna need you to get rich on this shit, bro, because I need to be able to pull a clip out and be like, yeah, I interviewed that nigga.
Oh yeah, for sure. We going all the way, man. We'll make you proud.
You already did that, bro. You know, make history.
For sure.
No doubt, man. Thank you, man. On that note, man, I'm gonna let you go, man. You have a phenomenal evening on purpose, bro.
All right, brother. It's Barack Obama.
My manager hit me up like, did he do that on purpose? I'm like, yeah, I got nothing to do with that. That's that nigga. Yeah. Shout out to Rita though, man. I got the best manager on the planet, man. Shout out to you. Anyway, on that note, man, we out, man. Have a good one.
All right, brother. Peace.
Come on, man. Y'all already fucking know, man. We're not playing around with y'all, bro. Our regular interviews is y'all gets. Don't act like it's not, man. Let me fix this ass while I'm bullshitting. I don't talk shit a lot. But when I do, I mean it. Anyway, this is Jobs. Y'all have tuned into another episode of Intellectually Petty Radio. I should have the Mizza coming on at 8 o'clock. He was supposed to come on at 5 o'clock. Because of the time difference, Pacific, Eastern time, whatever. We got a little mixed up, so we're going to have him coming on in about 6 minutes. Anyway, on that note, man, y'all tap in. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share. Y'all already know, man. And shout out to the kid, man, Nassan. Yo! Fuck with his music. Anyway, I'm out. Peace.